The EPA approved an injection well this week for the disposal of fracking waste in the Pittsburgh suburb of Plum, despite objections from some in the local community. The well would be the second of its kind in the borough. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports.
Westmoreland County-based Penico Environmental Solutions already operates one injection well in Plum, the Sadat 3A, an old well that no longer produces gas. It asked the U.S. EPA to allow it to build another injection well, also using an old gas well. Neighbors objected. Among them was Katie Sheehan. She lives across the street from her parents' house, which is just downhill from the injection site. Her parents began having problems with their spring water around the time the Sadat 3A injection well experienced mechanical problems in 2021.
My parents have lived there 40-some years, never had an issue with their natural spring until the first injection well went in. So the second one will just be diagonal from their property.
But EPA found the injection well never released any fluids during the incident, and the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection found the groundwater problems experienced by Sheehan's family to be unrelated to the injection well. Sheehan's parents have put in an expensive water filtration system and are trucking in drinking water.
We're having water delivered because we're afraid that our water will be contaminated at the well source here.
She also worries about what increased truck traffic and activity at a second well will mean for their long-term health. The current well averages around 20 to 30 truckloads of wastewater a day. Sheehan has gone to several meetings to protest the new permit.
I feel like it went to deaf ears. It didn't matter. Every effort we've taken to stop the first one, the second one, has gotten us nowhere.
The EPA says it sent an inspector to the Sadat 3A well this summer, where it passed a mechanical integrity test. The wastewater is produced during fracking and contains salts, chemicals, metals, and radioactive materials. Penico's Ben Davis says the fracking industry in Pennsylvania produces millions of barrels of this waste every year.
The wells are of such enormous proportion, and the volume of fluid being used to fracture them is so enormous that there has to be a location or a place to properly dispose of the fluids that can't be recycled.
Davis says the injection well, about 1,800 feet underground, is in a geologic formation that can store ample amounts of oil and gas waste. He says it's bounded on the top and bottom by dense shale layers that should keep the liquid in place.
By putting this fluid in injection wells, we're actually keeping it out of the surface waters and protecting our streams and waterways.
Jillian Graber is with Protect PT, a local environmental group. She's concerned there will be proliferation of injection wells in the region. There are currently 19 permitted wells in Pennsylvania, according to the EPA.
I mean, we've seen what has happened in Ohio with methane migration and with migration of fluids from one injection well to conventional wells that are nearby. We know that this stuff moves.
Ohio has over 200 injection wells and accepts millions of gallons of Pennsylvania's fracking waste every year. This month, Ohio regulators suspended injections into four wells after finding they presented an imminent danger because injected fluids had migrated into nearby oil and gas wells.
This is just really, really concerning for the future of, an area that has seen the brunt of contamination of extractive industries for years.
The EPA says the wells are required to be monitored to ensure injected fluids don't migrate near drinking water sources. The new EPA permit isn't the end of the story with this injection well. Plum Borough and Protect PT have sued to block the well in state court. A hearing in that lawsuit is set for October 10th. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.